Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors. Andrea Krause is joining us in the studios this morning. She's a water resources specialist, and you put a wetland kind of right in the middle of downtown or something in Superior.
That's right.
I'm exaggerating just a little bit, but tell us about this project. It's called the Poplar Wetland Basin, and it seems like the kind of thing that you'd have to hike to. But you don't really have to hike to this one.
No, you're not too far off when you said we put a wetland right in the middle of downtown. It's a few blocks north of Belknap Avenue, if you've ever driven through the center of Superior.
Right.
And this wetland is strategically placed. It might seem odd to put a wetland in the middle of a city. Some people think or have thought of wetlands as kind of wastelands or swamps, places you don't want to go, but wetlands are nature's water filter. So when we put a wetland in between the city, the urban infrastructure, all the hard surfaces that collect stormwater and pollutants, and then put a wetland between that and Lake Superior, we can use nature's power to clean that stormwater.
So was this a hard sell with the city? Hey, we'd like to have some land for a wetland. We'd like to put a wetland in.
I wouldn't say it was a hard sell, but it was. It requires educating people about what wetlands do, and that's from the citizen level, so they understand why we're doing projects like this, and up to city councilors, other contractors that we worked with in this project, landscapers. We actually have several wetlands that have been constructed in the city of Superior. So this isn't the first one, but this is the newest, and it has some really great design features, including some walking paths so people can enjoy some green space right near the downtown area. We've already seen the habitat attract the animals, birds, insects that we want. Dragonflies and butterflies have already started showing up in this wetland area, as well as different songbirds, killdeer, mallards, northern leopard frogs. So not only is this wetland cleaning stormwater for our city in a beautiful aesthetic location, it looks much better than a big cement building or a structure to do the work, but it's providing a space for people to go and relax and see some nature.
Now, I am going to have to make a confession that I was at Bagley Nature Center for the first time yesterday. And that's my scrunchy face, because there are these beautiful places that when you live here, you don't get out and see necessarily. Is it going to look, does it look kind of like that at all? I mean, I realize that that is an older, more established area with lots of big trees and stuff. But I mean, is it kind of like that?
Yeah, it is, in that there will be a center area that will always have some water in it. It is a wetland, so there's some standing water, and that keeps sediment from being resuspended when it rains. And then there's a walking path around it. This particular wetland, the Poplar Wetland Basin, is close to 3 acres in size, so it's pretty large. It's a little larger than the Bagley Pond. We've planted a whole bunch of native plants and trees, everything from the wetland plants that like to have their feet wet, as we say, to some of the upland plants that will be drier most of the time.
The first thing I would have thought of if somebody came to me and said, hey, we want to put in a wetland, is I would have said mosquitoes, standing water, mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So what's the educated response to that sort of comment?
Well, a lot of the insects that are drawn to this area are dragonflies, actually. So
we love dragonflies.
And they eat mosquitoes, as well as frogs and other animals. So it's not stagnant water. There is some movement through this, but the idea is that we're slowing the flow of that storm water as it passes through the wetland. It allows the storm water to soak into the ground, which is a natural filter, and it also cools the water before it hits Lake Superior, which is great for our cold water ecosystem. So it's not as conducive to mosquitoes as, say, a puddle that is drying out on the driveway slowly, and or a rain barrel that maybe doesn't have a cover on it, or netting, that
water
kind of thing.
That is just stagnant and sitting there. And of course,
right.
bats will come eventually. Where there are insects, there will be bats, and we love bats, too.
I do love bats, yes.
They're very soft. A little known fact about bats.
I guess I haven't touched many, but
probably the softest thing you will ever touch. But I digress, which happens a lot. One of the interesting things that you mentioned when you came in and sat down is that there are actually things that people can do when you start to talk about this whole storm runoff thing. And, of course, in Duluth here, we talk about it a lot because everything rolls downhill. And so we try to be cognizant, and it's kind of a constant educating effort, you know, that we need to be cognizant that everything is rolling downhill and ending up into the lake. You're talking about some things that people can do that can make a difference.
That's right. Some of the concepts that we've incorporated into this wetland basin can be scaled down and implemented on a private property, whether that's your own home or a business that you might be connected to. Things like native plants that have extremely deep roots, which means they can survive through really dry periods, as well as soaking up excess moisture during wet periods, keeping the soil from compacting, allowing more infiltration. Those are always an option.
So whenever it rains, and this, of course, happens in yards and lawns all over Duluth, whenever it rains, I've got a really soggy spot in my yard where the uphill neighbor's water runs through my yard on its way to somebody else's yard. So would native plants along that little kind of corridor, or maybe where it tends to puddle, that might be a useful thing?
Absolutely. It's not necessary to do a completely engineered rain garden every time. Sometimes just adding in some plants that will help keep that soil looser with their big root structure and absorbing more moisture can help quite a bit. People can put in rain barrels. Rain barrels, like a wetland, also collect that excess rain during large rain events, and it allows us to minimize what we call peak flows. And those peak flows are when we get a lot of erosion and stream bank cutting and other damage to the landscape. And of course, like Duluth and other communities, the city of Superior has a storm drain adoption program, so people can pick up the garbage that's in the storm drains or ditches near their home and keep it from washing into lakes and streams. That gutter in front of your house is a direct connection to the nearest lake or stream, and around here that ultimately ends up at Lake Superior. So,
the question, of course, then becomes, do you get a nice little sign? You know, I mean, if you have a stretch of highway that you maintain, you get a nice sign.
That's right.
Are you going to get a little sign on the gutter?
We do a stencil right on the gutter. So it's one of the few times we help you spray paint on city property, but it's with permission, of course. So we come out with a stencil, and we mark that storm drain with a drains to lake message and a fish, and we've got some nice high visibility yellow shirts that people can, that we'll give to folks that adopt a drain so that they're visible when they're out there as well.
I love it. Adopt a storm drain. Wonders never cease. Wonders never cease. Andrea, thanks so much for coming in this morning. What fun. Thanks,
I appreciate it,
thanks
Lisa.
Thanks for joining us. Andrea Krause is a water resources specialist. She joined us this morning as our guest here on Green Visions on Northland Morning. Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill.